How much cash would it take for you to accept a buyout at your agency? Is there a magic number you might be looking for? Web manager Julia Ziegler has more.
During the Clinton years, you know, tens of thousands of feds left in exchange for $25,000 buyouts. And, you know, many of the buyout offers that we're seeing today in 2014 are for the same amount, some even less. The Postal Service, for example, is actually offering buyouts that are up to $10,000. So the question that senior correspondent Mike Causey posed this week on federalnewsradio.com is, how much would it take for you to accept a buyout? So that's the question that I pose to you two today. How much, if you were a federal employee, would it take to accept a buyout offer? And also, what are the other factors, do you think, that would play into your decision?
All right, Tom, you go first. You're closer to the age for this sort of thing, I think.
The retirement age.
Thanks a lot. You know, $25,000 during the Clinton years bought a lot more than it does today. You could buy a nice car back then for $25,000. But for me, it would have to be, a year pay, a year's salary.
And I'm not sure the government would ever do that.
Yeah, but why is that? What's your rationale behind saying that?
You know, if you've been working 25, 30 years and you've been saving diligently in the TSP, you can earn $25,000 in interest in this market in a few weeks.
Right.
Grow your TSP account or whatever your IRA happens to be. So, you know, it's just not much money. And if you look at, what you are paid to work, those wages, $25,000 means what? Maybe fourth of the year or less or slightly more, depending, you know, on the grade you're at. So I just think it's little incentive when you can keep contributing to the TSP. I think to take $25,000, you would have to really, really be tired and want to get the heck out.
You wouldn't need the money. It would just be kind of a bonus. Because for me, thinking, you know, how much money will it take for me to survive before I find another job?
And or I would eat Alpo.
I don't really like that. So yeah, so maybe not a year, but certainly 6 months worth. Mm-hmm. You know, because it does take a lot longer, it seems, to find a job nowadays than it did once.
Well, and I guess the flip side of that conversation then, or that point, is what is too much for agencies? What makes it still viable for an agency to offer buyouts? You know, $25,000 might make sense for them, but could they do 6 months? Could they do a year? Then does it make sense? And my guess is the answer is no, or they would offer that.
When companies have large reductions in staff for economic purposes, they know they're going to incur an initial cost, millions and millions, depending on the size of the company. But you look at it long term. So if you reduce the payroll long term, mm-hmm. plus adding in the benefits you're not paying, the short term bump you have to kind of overlook.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of what you guys just said is what folks are saying on federalnewsradio.com as well. We got a few different comments on this topic. One person said $25,000 should not impact your decision at all to retire, since adjusted for inflation, it's only equal to about $12,000 in today's dollars. Accepting the buyout is wise if you already plan to retire, are financially able to retire, have a significantly better job option. If I had the years, I would retire officially, but not receive payments until after I permanently retired from my private sector or contractor job, since the pay is much better.
I have to comment on that one person, that they're very wise, but I think their economics are a little strange. $25,000 is $25,000 in today's dollars. It's not $12,500.
Well, that's true. I think what they were saying, because this part of this column that Mike Causey wrote was, you know, $25,000 today is different than $25,000 that was being offered in the Clinton administration. And so they were commenting on the fact that, you know, you're offering the same amount of money in 2014 as you were in the 1990s. And that's just not, you know, adjusted for inflation, it just doesn't make sense, according to this person. Again, another person says, not to minimize the $25,000, but after taxes, Tom, this is what you were saying, it is about 2 months of salary for a higher level employee. It's a nice send off if you were already planning to leave, but nothing close to serving as a motivator to reduce ranks if you're at those levels. If the goal is to get some of the higher paid people to retire, it's not going to accomplish that goal. And a final person said, even during Clinton, when I was threatened with a reduction in force, the severance pay was better than the buyout, especially as I wasn't eligible to retire. Still not eligible. And $25,000 isn't anywhere near enough inducement to go early. Even during Clinton, the only people I know who took it were already eligible.
Well, I think that is a very good point about severance pay, because you're really choosing the lesser of two evils, or maybe more than two evils, in that from an agency's perspective, they're going to offer buyouts and incur the cost. But if they don't get the people that they need to leave, what are they going to do? They're going to do layoffs or RIFs. And for the employee, that should be worse. You would think that that would be worse than a buyout, unless you have some sort of separation deal where it's actually more lucrative and then you hold out for that.
Yeah, somebody who would offer an agency or management that would offer a RIF payout that's more than a voluntary payout. I mean, what do you expect to happen?
Right, exactly. Well, speaking of buyouts, early retirements, we did see a few other agencies that are offering them now, adding to that list of agencies in 2014 that has decided to offer these. TSA is one of them. Employees must accept the offer by November 30th, leave government by December 31st. It's part of the agency's overall restructuring efforts. And a spokesman tells WFED that the early retirements will help the agency be more, quote, efficiently structured and optimally run organization.
You know, I was in an airport just a few days ago, took a quick trip to Boston, and I did not get the pre-designation on my outgoing boarding pass, so I had to wait in line with everybody. And it was awful. And but a very nice lady on the other side, you know, when you came through the machine, I said, you like this job? I said, you know, they're offering you buyouts as of this morning. This took place last week. She said, they are? I said, I wasn't going to go into the Federal News Radio spiel, you know, going to Boston. But I said, yeah. I said, you know, but you have to have worked 20 years in the government.
Right.
And I said, you can't have worked for TSA 20 years. I said, but maybe every year here feels like 2 years. She said, honey, every year here feels like 10 years.
Oh.
I felt bad for that poor lady.
Talk about a job, though, where, you know, maybe you get a lot of people who are complaining, like you, Tom, as they go through the line. Although, well, maybe in this instance.
But why would you want to try to fool nice people like that with a knife or a gun trying to get through, or, you know, explosive shampoo? I mean, they really do work hard. I mean, you watch them carefully. That's tough work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the second group that is, or the second agency that is offering early retirements and buyouts, is the Air Force. They want to eliminate about 3,500 positions, and the Air Force says it's going to save them about $1.6 billion over the next 5 years. But one of the things, again, that they're telling us is that they're going to try and use these early retirements and buyouts before they have to do RIFs. But they will use RIFs if it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, that is also interesting, because the Air Force, like all the services, is being told by the secretary to reduce management by 20%. But they get 5 years to figure this out. And with the Air Force, they're saying, let's just do it all now. And then at least those left standing have, I guess, 4 more years to recover, as opposed to a long, drawn out death.
Yeah. And the Air Force is also saying that they want to do most of those, like you said, reductions early. They want, you know, yeah, they got 5 years, but let's do it, most of them, in the first year. And they think that that's going to be a better long-term plan. And they're actually going more than 20% at the Air Force.
Well, you know, you just have to, again, think long-term. What will the mission and requirements of the Air Force be? Because so many of the jobs in the Air Force are so technically intensive. Mm-hmm. You just can't get people in. It's not like World War II. You could ingest people, you know, by the tens of thousands at a time and get them trained and ship them. You know, if you're going to be operating any kind of a ground station or any kind of radar, you know, let alone flying a modern plane, it's years and years of investment and training.
Well, yeah, and to go along with that, the military also has a lot of different jobs now that they're looking for, right? They're looking for cyber folks. They're looking for a whole bunch of different positions that maybe never, that didn't exist, you know, 50 years ago. They weren't hiring for these kinds of people. So it'll be interesting to see over the next several years, as we come out of a war time and new jobs and new response, the military is picking up new responsibilities and therefore new jobs, how overall the military workforce changes.
And Julie, if I can just say, I know that your web team has its ear to the ground. Have you heard about any other buyouts?
We haven't. We get emails every day, though, from folks who ask us, do you know if X agency is offering buyouts. Do you know if Y agency is offering buyouts? And to be honest, a lot of our information, when we get the information about these buyouts, comes from, you know, folks who are listening to our show and say, oh, my agency just sent out an email saying that they're offering buyouts. And then they forward that email to us. So I would appreciate and welcome any emails or any information that folks hear about buyouts being offered at their agency, so we can then share that with everybody through our buyout guide on federalnewsradio.com.
What's the email address?
The email address is mine. So it's jziegler@federalnewsradio.com. And you can find my email address right on the contact page at Federal News Radio.